And it's almost 8 minutes after the hour, and time for the Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week for this week from Blissfield Basketball. Let's welcome in Avery Collins. Avery, congratulations and welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you so much.
Well, you had a pretty good week last week in a game that you had 17 points. You had 7 assists, 5 steals in helping your team with a victory. Tell us about that game and what happened.
That game, we kind of came in knowing, like, we'd be able to push the ball a little bit more. We started slow that game, and so our coach was like, hey, girls, like, we got to pick it up, keep going. So we started, and we were, like, at a 7-point game, and then we got going, and we ended up winning by a great amount, and that showed who we were at the end of the game. We're a team that likes to push the ball, and that helps me fill a stat line. That helps our other players fill a stat line. And then just gets us playing as a team. The faster we play is more who we are.
Well, of course, last year your team made it to the state championship game in Division III. Does that put a little bit more pressure on you and the team to perform like you did last year?
Honestly, yes, I believe so, because every team we play seems to have the mindset of, ooh, we got to take this team down. Like, they went to the state finals last year, like, they're who we have to beat. So I believe, like, we're looked at top-notch in the area, and we just got to go out and show our best every night because we got to prove, like, that's how we made it to that point in the season. Like, we play our hardest, and you're going to get our hardest no matter how good or bad we're playing.
Avery, what do you think has been some of the things your team has executed well as you're now 6-1 on the season?
I believe our defense is what's helping us win most of our games by a significant amount. We came into the season not knowing how we would look, being that we didn't return our 2 6-footers from last year. So we kind of had like a different look going into the season. We came in thinking like we're going to run the ball because we're faster than most teams around. So we put in like a full court press, and it's seeming to work for us.
Well, Avery, tell us, I know you had a game the other night with Tecumseh that was only your second loss of the season, and tell us what you might have learned from that loss to the Indians.
It was definitely a tough loss, and credit to them. They're a very well-coached team, and they have some great players on that team. I think we honestly weren't ready for that kind of loss. I mean, we've gone this far without losing by that many, including last season. Like, even our state championship loss, I don't think was by that many points, but we lost to them, we learned, and we got to move forward because we saw that we're not going to have our best night every night. We're not going to play great every night, and we're not going to hit shots. So we learned that we have to adjust no matter what.
We're talking with Avery Collins from Blissfield Basketball, excuse me, and our Athlete of the Week. And Avery, tell us about your early days. When did you start playing ball?
I started playing ball around like second or third grade. When I was a really little kid, I wasn't really into like competitive sports yet. And then I started playing basketball, and I think I just found my love for the competitive nature it has. Like, my heart is ready to go win a game every day, get back on the court, put more shots up. My dad's been a good role model for that piece too. Like, he brings my competitive spirit into me. He'll give me challenges for every game and every practice. Like, Avery, I want you to go do this and this. And so I think that helps me want to win and have a competitive nature, and honestly hate losing more than I enjoy winning.
Well, you know, it's nice to have a dad that can give you some pointers, but also you got a pretty good coach that's leading the Lady Royals.
Yes, he does a really good job with all of us. He's one of the best coaches I've ever had. Like, I love playing for him, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to be so sad when I graduate. But he led me to this point in the basketball player I am, and through these 4 years, he's taught me what to do and what not to do, and he's grown me as a player, not having my dad as my coach anymore. And I think he does an amazing job with all of us by being there for us and knowing what we want and knowing how to coach us in the right times and situations.
Avery, you mentioned that graduation is coming up, and you know, as it can be a little sad to be done with your high school career, you've got exciting things on the horizon. You're committed to Concordia Ann Arbor. What factored into that decision, and what are you most excited about as you prepare to become a Cardinal?
So I had a few colleges looking at me, so I was kind of waiting this summer, my last AAU season, and then, like, I was just, like, not playing well, and I was stressed out, and I knew in the back of my mind I wanted to commit. And Concordia coaches, as Coach Slump and Coach Sal, their assistant coach, have been super good about recruiting me. They supported me well. Her parents supported me. They were always reaching out to me, and I just felt wanted there. So then I was like, I'm wanted. I like them. I love them. I know I'm going to enjoy playing for them. So I just pulled the trigger this summer, and I committed since it stressed me out, and I'm really looking forward to playing for them because I know they are a team full of heart that wants to win every game and work hard next day at practice, and I know their coaches will treat me very well.
All right, we're going to take a break here for a second, Avery, but we'll come back and talk more basketball with you. Our sponsor, of course, is the Lenawee Intermediate School District, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for preschool opportunities for your four-year-old? Lenawee Great Start is accepting applications for children who turn four by December 1st, regardless of income. These school day programs are located across Lenawee County, including two classrooms operated by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Programs offer free snacks and lunches and provide hands-on learning through creative curriculum. To learn more, visit LenaweeFreePreschools.org or call 264-5324. Give your child a great start and apply for preschool today.
Our Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District. We're talking with Avery Collins from Blissfield Basketball, having a great season this year, only two losses. So, Avery, let's talk a little bit about the LCAA and maybe what some of your goals are as a team.
Well, of course, our main goal is to be the returning LCAA champs, and so that's what we're focused on now. Our two losses of the season are non-league losses, so we've kind of, like, we got to move up and forward from those losses. Not that we wanted to lose, but now it's our goal to win the league. And so we have Onsted tonight. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled. And then after Tuesday, we play Madison. And so if we win both of our games from there on out, we'll have a two-game lead, I think, in the conference. And that's just been our set goal right now. Like, we want to win every game by a significant amount, but our goal is just to win from here on out and see what happens. Hopefully we win league champs, and then we'll see what happens in the district.
Who is the number two team behind you that you have circled on your calendar as a must win?
Right now we believe it's Madison. They've been a pretty tough team, and they're hitting some shots and playing really well as a team. They're putting the work in, I do know that. So we kind of like, we got to get them, which we will have Tuesday at their place.
And of course, Madison, a newcomer to the LCAA. Have you played them in the past?
Yes, we've played them the last 2 years in, like, the beginning of the season non-league game. But they've got some new underclassmen coming, and they are working hard every day. I do know that because I'm friends with a few girls on their team, and they're ready to play us. Like, they think they can beat us. So we got to come out and show our best that night.
What are you looking forward to in the matchup tonight at your home court against Onsted?
I'm looking forward to the rivalry. I feel like between us and Onsted, we always have a rivalry, and it's always a tough game. Like, Onsted always gives us their best no matter what. every year it's a competitive game, even if it's close or not. And I know that they want to beat us, so I'm looking forward to I've told them, let's bring it. Let's see what happens. And I know we have a great home crowd. We're home tonight, so should be a pretty good game.
Well, of course, you haven't had school for the last couple of days. Has your team been able to, have they been able to practice?
Yeah, we have. We're not usually allowed to go in like during school hours since they canceled school. So we've been in like around 3, and Tuesday before our game, we were in for a shoot around at like 2. So we go in there and work on the most for the time we have, and then it's game day today.
All right. Well, Avery, we want to thank you for being on with us this morning on Inside the Cave, and want to remind folks that our Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, and continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD is empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And Avery, we have a certificate for you. I put it in the mail yesterday, so you should be getting it very, very soon. And again, we want to thank you for being on as our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Avery Collins from Blissfield Basketball.